语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一双语美文，欢迎收我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, long time no see.
Judy 老师是真真的 long time no see, 好久没见了。
Yeah, I really missed you. It was really last week Monday, I had like an empty feeling, like something was missing in my day.
突然间有一周没上直播的时候，内心充满了一种空虚的感觉，到底发生了什么？觉得要和大家和小伙伴和学生们在一起才能觉得很充实吧。
Definitely.
我们也是非常的想念 Judy 老师哈，今天刚发了预告以后大家都觉得很热情，然后呢欢迎大家登录到我们的在线直播间和 Judy 老师和全国的小伙伴们一起来收听今天的直播课程。新的一周让我们以一篇新的正能量的美文来开启好不好，希望大家这一周呢都过得快快乐乐的。今天的这篇文章的名字就叫做 Be Happy.
Yeah, Be Happy. Around 20 years ago, I was living in Seattle and going through hard times. I could not find satisfying work, and I found this especially difficult as I had a lot of experience and a master's degree.
一上来呢朱莉老师就告诉大家哈，今天这个故事讲的情景是什么，是什么呢？我觉得今天这个故事跟我们所有的年轻的朋友们或者生活当中遇到困难的人们应该都有一些内心的共鸣。为什么说它是正能量的文章呢、
yeah.
为什么说它是 positive 的一种 attitude 呢？就是因为它会给我们一些传递一些信息。话说呢这样的一篇文章啊，朱莉老师说他自己也对此内心呢有一些相同的感觉。
Yeah, the story we are going to read today is it's a very good illustration of what a lot of people in Europe and also in America, I'm not sure about in China, but probably as well too, are going through. Like, you study a long, long time, bachelor's and master's. Aside your studies, you do all kinds of activities to get work experience. SoAfter you graduate, you think, oh, I'll definitely get a good job. And then suddenly, there are no jobs. You keep looking, keep looking, keep looking, and all fails. Everything turns you down. Well, then what? Well, then you have to take up some kind of, like, simple job. It sounds mean to say, but something you did not study for, not necessarily have to study for. just to make money, make enough money to live, right?
这个故事当中啊，它发生这个场景呢是这样的，就是说呢大学毕业的年轻人啊、
yeah.
取得了高学位，或者要么是本科，要么是研究生，要么可能是博士生，同时呢参加过各种各样的社会实践，积累了一些丰富的 experience 和工作的经验，但是这个市场上却没有一个合适的工作适合你，但是你必须得找工作呀。
Yeah, you have to do something to pay your bills and to pay your rent. I mean, like, I took up a job as a waitress, in a coffee store and in a restaurant, and I kind of liked it. It was really nice with a lot of people and, I don't know, made many friends there. So I was kind of lucky, actually. But many people around me, they took up jobs that were not so nice. Either like in a call center, they had to make phone calls. Yeah, do you want to buy our new vacuum cleaner? And they would have to like keep on asking, you know, those annoying people, they had to be that.
嗯，就说这样的一些经历呢，年轻人可能遭遇的会更多一些啊，好的学历，有丰富的工作经历，但是却没有一个心仪的工作。然后呢，你还不得不为了谋生去做一个很简单的或者是你自己特别不喜欢的工作、yeah. 但你没办法，你要生活呀，你要配房租啊，是吧，你要自己生存在这个世界上啊，而不是说依靠爸爸妈妈啃老什么之类的，这个咱不说了哈。在这种情况下你怎么办？内心痛不痛苦啊？痛苦。郁不郁闷呢？郁闷。
Definitely. Like, the trick is not to let yourself be totally identified by your job. Like, what you do for workis not who you are. But it's tricky because society kind of treats you like that too. Like, I was just a waitress and people were making fun of that a lot. Like, you've done a master's degree and you're just a waitress? Yeah, if they would have told me where to get a good job, yeah, then of course I would try that. But yeah, it's difficult not to forget that you're not your job.
对呀、啊，你想想，一般来讲，你说你读了高学历的人哈，一般来讲自己都有一些高的追求，是不是？
嗯，
想做一份自己心仪的工作，想为这个社会呢做出一些贡献。
Yeah.
哎，但是这个时机呢，它就是不对。你就是什么想要的都没得到，同时呢，自己的自尊心的落差也很大。
Yeah, the trick is not to give up. Keep positive, stay positive and grateful for what you have.
哎，那么问题就来了，在这样的情况下，大家想一想哈，要么你现在是亲身的在经历这种情况，要不然你可以假想一下，如果你未来会经历到这种情况，你会怎么做？你会怎么做？今天的文章就是这样的一位经历的人，他呢在拥有好学位和好的工作经历的情况下呢，他没有找到心仪的工作，只好去做了一个 school bus driver、
yeah.
校车司机，当然是很郁闷了，哪都不用说呀。
Yeah, a lot of people fortunately have to go through that same tragic, like they cannot do anything but being like a bus driver or yeah, a waitress or call center agent.
对呀、啊、所以有一天呢哈、啊、他天天这个出车啊出车，有一天呢突然这就受不了了。
Yeah.
哎就爆发了，走到一个郊外的时候呢，觉得哎呦，觉得我这人生是怎么了，为什么这些事情老发生在我身上 ?Why me?
Yeah, he gets angry, he gets frustrated andOf course, naturally, if you do something that you really don't like for a very long time, you get this feeling it's unfair.
就人就在那谷底的时候，快要崩溃的时候，就那一瞬间和一线间，哎，这个时候发生了一件比较奇怪的事儿。
Yes.
好。
As if from above, something is controlling him.
对，就像是哎，在某个看不见的地方，有一双所谓的命运之手在摆弄他的人生一样。哎，你说好像也，你说悬好像也有点悬，但是也没有那么悬。他其实是想说一个人怎么样在内因和外因的共同作用下寻找你自己内心的力量，然后把自己 pick yourself up。
Yes.
对，把自己拎起来啊。所以今天这篇文章非常的有意义。好，这个和大家一起来读一读今天的美文，特别短。文章也特别简单，大家甚至都可以把它们背下来都没问题。我们一起来看一看情景。第一段。
Around 20 years ago, I was living in Seattle and going through hard times. I could not find satisfying work and I found this especially difficult as I had a lot of experience and a master's degree.
好，我们聊天室当中有位同学说，我什么都没有。我没有 master's degree, 我没有好学历。I don't have a job, 我也没有好工作。那怎么办？哎，今天这篇文章你还真的是得要听一听。Around 20 years ago, 大概在20年以前， I was living in Seattle. 我住在美国的西雅图 Seattle 这个地方。啊，我们在节目中这词儿已经遇到太多遍了，这个地名。
Yeah.
关键是要大家掌握它的发音 Seattle.
Seattle, that's where Starbucks comes from, by the way.
西雅图那个星巴克公司、
嗯、
Boeing, 波音公司是吧，微软 Microsoft.
Yeah,
大家都对这个名字很熟悉了。
Also.
我住在西雅图 and going through hard times. 这个短语特别好。Go through hard times.
Yeah, hard times are difficult and unpleasant periods, or situations in your life. You go through them because you kind of have no other option but to, yeah, experience them. You cannot avoid them from happening.
这个短语是一个动宾搭配。Go through 是一起的。Go through 的意思呢，字面上是穿过，实际上它是煎熬，熬过什么样的时间。
嗯，
那熬过肯定是不好的时间了，那后面是 hard times, 就理解为是艰难的时光。我在经历着人生中非常艰难的时光，能熬过去就能成龙是吧，熬不过去只能成虫，所以叫 going through hard times。I couldn't find satisfying work. 我也不能找到那样的一份 satisfying. 注意这个形容词。
Yeah, if something is satisfying, it gives you exactly what you want or need at that right moment. It makes you feel satisfied. it's like a happy or pleased feeling because you get what you want or you do something you wanted to do and that gives you a good feeling.
哎，如果你说我对什么东西感到满意，你可以说 I'm satisfied with something。如果什么东西它令你满意呢，咱们要换成 ing, some satisfying work.
Yeah, satisfying work, satisfying food, satisfying activities, that can all be, give you a satisfied feeling.
我觉得满意和什么东西令我满意，大家注意，一个是 ed 形式，一个是 ing 形式了。当然 satisfy 这动词我们就更熟悉了，就是满意。我也找不到令我满意的工作，而且呢 I found thisespecially difficult. 我发现这事儿吧还特别的痛苦，特别的难。为什么呢？ As,
because, regarding,
尤其是因为。
I had a lot of experience and a master's degree.
尤其是你看看我这条件还不错呀。A lot of experience 是哪方面的 experience 呢？
Probably job experience, like, that he had a side job aside his studies, to get work experience.
所谓的经历很丰富嘛。
Yeah, and a master's degree. Well, that means that he both worked and was studying for his master's degree. And I can tell you from my experience, that's no joke. That is really hard work, and you think that will have to lead to a good job in the end.
两个条件在手，第一是经历很丰富啊，有大量的社会实践的经验，另外呢是手里还握着一个硕士学位，这个差不多就跟 Julie 老师当年大学毕业的时候差不多。
Yeah,
也是硕士，还有很多丰富的社会实践。
Yeah, definitely. Like, I cannot really recommend doing it because it's really very tiring. But if you have to do it, it is good for your resume to work on the side of your studies. Usually also master studies, are more flexible with your time, so you can work aside of it.
条件好，但是呢，这个境遇又不佳，这感觉呀，尤其是令人难熬的。
To my shame, I was driving a school bus to make ends meet and living with friends. I had lost my apartment.I had been through 5 interviews with the company, and one day between bus runs, they called to say I did not get the job. I went to the bus barn like a zombie of disappointment.
我们来看看这个人生的低谷哈，能低到一个什么样的程度。好，第二段就说 To my shame. 这个短语大家见过吗？
It can be like translated into I feel ashamed because...And if you feel ashamed, you feel very guilty and embarrassed about something you have done or about something you have said, like that's kind of, yeah, embarrassing, gives you a shy feeling, like you prefer other people not to know this.
所以这就是咱们汉语当中的那四个字叫做说来惭愧呀、啊、叫 to my shame.
Yeah, to my shame, I came too late for our class today, or to my shame, I ate all the cookies at home left.
看啊，这个句子就是这么简单，中英双语当中都有这种人类来表示惭愧的心理的，叫 To my shame, I was driving a school bus. 哎呀，我就只好啊，开着这个校车 To make ends meet. 来，同学们，以你们现在的词汇量 Make ends meet 应该不是什么难词了吧？
Yeah, to make ends meet is an idiom that means just to have enough money to pay for the things I need to survive. Like, to payThe rent, to pay food, to pay, electricity, water.
来，没有见过有短语的同学请记一下啊。Make ends meet, 就是让两头相 meet, 相见嘛，对不对？就是哪两头呢？收和支的两头要 meet, 就是说收支相抵。收支相抵是啥意思啊？不就是能够维持生活了吗？所以呢，我就只好靠着开校车这份工作呢，来勉强的维持生活。那我住哪儿呢？ Living with friends.
Yeah.
还没地儿，付不起房租。
He also didn't have enough money to pay rent for himself.
啊，只好呢在朋友家去蹭住。咱们就这么来翻译哈、啊。根据具体情景呢，你发现翻译也是不一样的。Living with friends.
Yeah.
在朋友家蹭住了。
I had lost my apartment.
我已经没有了自己的公寓了。
Yeah. I had been through 5 interviews with a company and one day between bus runs,They called to say I did not get the job.
又出现了 been through 这个短语、
yeah.
Through 刚才说了哈，是经过熬过什么。我已经呢通过了 5 interviews with a company. 哟，跟一个公司呢已经都面试了五次了。
Yeah.
照理说机会挺大的呀。
Yeah, definitely. Like, he had a lot of, invites for interviews apparently. And 5 interviews in one company, that kind of gives you a feeling, oh, that company really wants me, right? If they invite you for 5.
不过话说回来，都五次了，说明人家还在考虑你这个人呢。
Yeah.
要是真的好的话，第一次也就把你给录用了，是不是？有一天 one day between bus runs， 好，这个短语我们要理解一下，什么叫 between bus runs？
Well, a bus run is a usual regular journey made by a bus. So, for example, here's a bus that goes from Beishatan to Beijingqiao. That is a bus run. That bus rides every day at a set time, etc. So.If you're lucky. So, yeah, that is a bus run. Between bus runs is like one bus comes and leaves, and then another bus comes at the same spot and then leaves. So, between.
Bus runs, 不就是那个巴士的线路吗？我不是开小车吗？开小车不是就有线路吗？固定的线路吗？就在这些固定的线路之间，咱们就理解为是在我出车的这个途中，他们就给我打电话了。They called to say, I didn't get the job. Huh.不好意思，你没有办法得到这份工作。Ooh, I went to the bus barn like a zombie of a disappointment. 我走进这个 bus barn.
Yeah, a bus barn is the building where the buses are stalled. So, for example, they won't get wet when it rains, or people won't spray graffiti on them in Western countries. And they are stalled after riding or maintained like the tires are pumped up, etc.
猜都能猜出来，这个不就是车库的意思吗？啊 ，barn 是谷仓啊，粮仓、农仓啊，这不就是车库吗？我呀，走进车库的时候，哎呦，那个状态不得了，像一个失魂落魄的僵尸一样
，like a zombie of disappointment.
没办法。这人生已经到低谷了、
yeah.
看来也没有什么翻身的机会了哈，很痛苦。
Yeah, I don't know if you know the series The Walking Dead.But there you have also a lot of zombies in it. And a zombie is like a person who has no energy, who is empty, who like just seem without thinking.
一说什么失魂落魄的僵尸，大家都不用去解释了哈。
Yeah.
脑子里都有那形象了。
Yeah, he's really like very disappointed. He's very unhappy because something didn't happen as he wanted it to happen. Or
俗话都说到谷底就该反弹了。我们来看事情是怎么到谷底的。
Later that afternoon, while doing my rounds through a quiet suburban neighborhood, I had an inner wave, like a primal scream, arise from deep inside me, and I thought, why has my life become so hard? Give me a sign, I asked, a physical sign, not some inner voice type of thing.
Later that afternoon, 就在那天下午晚些时候上午接到电话说你这份工作没戏了，下午晚些时候这内心的那种委屈愤怒啊
Yeah, he was really angry.
哎，就开始积聚了。当我 doing my rounds 是什么？
Yeah, a round is like a work activity that you have to do like every day you are at work. It's something like your routine.
对Rounds 就是说等于从这个起点到那个终点叫一个 round、
yeah.
两个 round 你开校车不就是每天来来回回好几个 rounds、
yeah.
好几个回合吗所以 doing my rounds 我们还是可以理解为在我出车的途中在我出车途中呢 through 我们来看啊我们都说事情的发生它必须有一个时间和空间特定的时间和空间空间在哪里呢 through a quiet suburban neighborhood 在一个很安静的Suburban, 郊外的 neighborhood, 街区的时候
Yeah, suburb is like a town very, very close to a very big city, such as Yanqing near Beijing or Mengtogo. That's our, yeah, they're not really separate cities, but it's not a city either.
朱迪老师去的北京的郊区去的比我还多呢上来就是延庆门头沟了
Yeah, not always intended like that I got on the wrong train sometimes or you know like traveling I'm not so good at reading maps
好了他就在那个安静的郊外的街区的时候不得了这下内心就爆发了 I had an inner wave inner 就是内在的 wave 就是一种波动
Yeah.
内心是突然一阵涌动啊，我们都有这样的经历，就是说喜怒哀乐的时候突然间内心就开始躁动了。
Yeah, a wave is a very strong feeling you have, like it comes up and like you, it's an out, it bursts out of you, you cannot keep it in.
是海浪，大家想想汹涌吗？
Yeah.
你能克制吗？克制不了，内心突然间啊一阵的涌动，就像什么呢？
Like a primal scream.
Primal 算是一个新单词，它是一种非常原始的。
Yeah, it's a very loud, violent, verbal outburst of like words and emotion and like it's very negative emotion that comes out then.
有点像那种洪荒之力。
Yeah, it's like a sound. The word primal here, denotes that it's like a sound that our ancestors in very long time ago made when they caught a bear or something to eat and then they were like, wow, like that.
差不多就是那种洪荒之力啊，洪荒的一种 scream, 一种尖叫，原始的洪荒之力的尖叫在内心中，就那种已经受不了了要崩溃的时候。Arise from deep inside me.
Yeah.
啊，这种形容词我们要记得哦，内心的深处升起什么东西。Arise from deep inside me.
Yeah, to arise, to start small from some point, and then grow bigger and bigger until it bursts out.
对，你看内心是一阵涌动，就像是一种来自洪荒之力的那种尖叫，从内心深处呢是升腾起来哈。聊天室中的卫青说是人品爆发了，对，就是那种要爆发的边缘了。
Yeah, definitely.
然后就开始问自己，你知道开校车的时候，开车的时候，经常内心有很多的思路活动哈。他就说
，Why has my life become so hard？
为什么啊？为什么我的生活这么艰难，如此的艰难？
Give me a sign.
给我一个 sign 好吗？ Sign 就是信号。
Yeah.
就能给我一个指示吗？能给我解释一下为什么是这样吗？或者说能给我一个出路吗？ I asked. 实际上他也没有 ask 任何人，他可能就在问老天爷。
Yeah, I just asked out there, like not specifically to some kind of person, but just the universe.
我们就是经常会对着在内心里其实是在呼喊上天、啊
yeah.
上天为什么对我这么不公平啊，为什么你给我一个理由啊，你给我一个解释啊，而且 a physical sign.
Yeah, something that is physical is something you can touch or see, like something that is really there.
你给我一个看得见摸得着的信号叫 physical something. A physical 就是一个有形的东西， not some inner voice type of thing.不是那种什么内在的声音啊 type of thing, 什么启示你啊之类虚幻的东西，我不要这些，你给我一个实实在在的看得见摸得着的一个转机和契机好吗？
Yeah, don't give me something that looks like an inner voice. Some type of thing is like actually another way of saying something that looks like.
你看，其实这就是无语问苍天嘛，啊，中外都一样，人在绝境的时候就要问苍天，为什么这一切会发生在我身上，为什么我的命就这么差呢？你看看，神奇的事发生了。
Immediately after this internal scream, I pulled the bus over to drop off a little girl, and as she passed, she handed me an earring, saying I should keep it in case somebody claimed it.
有的人在这种情况下想不通，可能也就把车开河里去了，也没准儿，是不是、
yeah.
一下想不通不把车开河里去了吗？人家这个还算是有理智的啊，他是 immediately after this internal scream, 刚刚就在 immediately after, 就在这一声内在的尖叫刚刚过去， I pulled the bus over. Pull over 意思就是停车，这短语必须得学、
yeah.
啊，必须得记。
Yeah, to pull over a car or a bus in this case means to move to the side of the road and stop.
停车都怎么说？ Pull over, pull the bus over. 哎，我得停车了。停车呢要 drop off a little girl. Drop off 就是放下谁。
Yeah, it's to take someone to somewhere to a particular place.
对了，我呢就得放下一个小姑娘 ，a little girl, and.好的，看好了啊 ,as she passed, 就在她经过我身旁的时候 ,she handed me an earring, 他递给了我一只耳环。
Yeah, an earring. I'm sure all you girls know that word. An earring is that piece of metal you put in your ear.
对
，because it looks pretty.
你看，他刚才说要一个实体的东西 ，a physical sign.
Yeah,
来了。这下呢就有人给了他一个实体的一个耳环 saying 他就说呢 I should keep it 我呢应该把它保存着 in case 的意思是以防万一
yeah,
以防万一 someone claim it claim 的意思就是声称
yeah, if you claim something you say that something belongs to you or that youDeserve something.
就是说以防万一呢有人来认领。哦看来这个是别人丢下的。
Yeah.
啊、小女孩捡到了就说先给司机叔叔吧就让他先保存着。然后如果有人来认领的话就找他要好了。
The earring was stamped metal, painted black, and said, be happy.
我们来看几个形容这个耳环的形容词哈。一个是 stamped metal metal 我们知道吧是金属那 stamped metal 是什么呢
yes stamped metal is metal that is engraved like there is something carved in the metal so that yeah you can see something
我们就理解为呢是金属制成的或者是金属的一个质地叫 stamped metal painted black 上面涂的是黑色的颜色是这种东西是喷上去的吧涂上去的吧哈是黑色的。关键是它后边还写了一个上面刻着字儿写的是 be happy, 请快乐一些或者是保持积极保持快乐。嘿突然间就来了一个这么样的耳环
yeah,
就拿在手里了。
He is so angry, he's probably never been this angry before, and like, then suddenly something like that happens, like,You see, be happy.
你说你都气得要死要活的时候，有个人还给你看了一个 be happy， 你是不是想伤了他的心都有啊？一开始你在这种情况下，是不是非常的愤怒？这不是调戏我的人生吗？这不是调侃我的人生很悲催吗
？At first, I got angry. Yeah, yeah, I thought. Then it hit me. I had been putting all of my energies into what was wrong with my life.Rather than what was right. I decided then and there to make a list of 50 things I was grateful for.
关键的转变就在这里了。哎，同样是一个黑色的耳环，给不同的人，可能他的反应和带来的结果是不一样的。这位呢，一开始 ,at first, I got angry. 一开始我非常的愤怒。我想 yeah, yeah, I thought, 是的是的
Yeah, it's, I mean, if someone is super angry and you say to that person, ah,、oh, don't worry, just be happy, do you really think that will help that person? No, of course not.
就像你在逆境的时候有个人跟你讲说哎没事你高兴点吧
Yeah.
你心里想说哦是是的说的轻松
Yeah, it's super easy, of course, for me to be happy.
你来呀你到我这来试试啊 Yeah, yeah, I thought, 真是讽刺哈 Then,It hit me. 就这句话。它真正的击中了我。
Yeah, you can kind of understand the sentence as, then it became suddenly and completely clear to me. Like, I suddenly realized something.
这就是它自己的内因啊在发生作用了。你内因至少你还是一个对生活有希望的人。你还是个没有在绝境里放弃的人。这会儿这个东西外因它才能够 hit you。所以内因和外因的作用要同时一起来才可以。It hit me, 它真正击中了我。我马上就想到说 ,I had been putting all of my energies into what was wrong with my life. 我已经把生命中所有的 energy, 精力全部都 putting, 投注到了 what was wrong with my life。生活为什么啊一团糟上边
Yeah, I used up all my energy, all my power and yeah, ability to think in like thinking about what is wrong with my life and not rather than what was right.
他在这样的境况下很难免嘛天天都在想说啊为什么会是我为什么这件事情会发生在我身上。
Yeah. And it kind of adds up. If you keep on saying that to yourself, like for a long time, like, oh yeah, my life's so terrible, my life's so miserable, and oh yeah, another day goes by, and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, then you become angrier and angrier, right? So,
人是会容易认命的啊就是说你要是长期经历的 命运都这样，你很可能认为自己就是一个 loser.
Yeah, they start believing that you're a loser, that you cannot do anything right, and then, yeah, what's the point anyway?
这下他突然意识到说，哎呀，我竟然把所有的精力都投入到去想我的生活为什么一团糟上了 ，rather than 而不是 what was right， 而不是去关心那些发生的好的事情，发生的正确的事情，那些顺境上。
Yeah, it means he was focusing on the wrong things in life.
这就是一种关键的转变，就在这里。他觉得说自己的注意力怎么都放在坏的事情上，而没有放在好的事情上呢？
I decided then and there to make a list of 50 things I was grateful for.
我就决定了 ,I decided then, 接下来 then and there, 可是一个很好的搭配哦。
Yeah.
见过吗
?Immediately after I thought this, immediately or right away, at that time, on that place.
听好了哈，虽然说本节课当中的难词不多，但是这么有价值的短语，像 then and there, 这固定搭配的意思呢，就是当即做某事了。我当即就决定要 make a list of 15 things， 这事儿吧还挺老套的，就是呢要列一张表，下面写50件事情。 I was grateful for， grateful 就是感激。
Yeah， it's actually a lot of fun to do this I think. Like imagine you make that listAnd I, by the end, you wrote that list. I think you are very happy after that.、
嗯、这个外国人很喜欢做这种事情，什么列单子啊，写出50件事儿啊。
Yeah, like if you do that, then you feel, yeah, kind of calmed down and everything, I think.
哎，对了，就像我们聊天室当中的 Carrie 说的，哎，此时此刻来了灵感了。他突然觉得，哎，是不是我的方向不对啊？是不是我看这个世界的方向出了点错误呀？哎、Jackie 说，我咋那么穷啊，老天给我买个实体的 sign 吧。这个好像跟他这个情况还有点不一样啊。这个是具体的说穷是吗？关键是你是真的穷还是你自己觉得你自己穷啊？
是、yes.
不是人家这个那真的是一穷二白。咱的同学估计小康生活还是过得挺好的吧。不一样的情景啊、
Hopefully.
人家是在绝境了，你想房子都没地儿住了，是不是只能 make ends meet 的生活了。好了，看接下来发生了什么。
At first it was hard, then it got easier. One day I decided to up it to 75. That night there was a phone call for me at my friend's house from a lady who was a manager at a large hospitalAbout a year earlier, I had submitted a syllabus to a community college to teach a course on stress management. Yep, you heard me. She asked me if I would do a one-day seminar for 200 hospital workers. I said yes and got the job.
好，事情开始慢慢好起来了哈。聊天室的橙子的梦想说，千万别求老天会掉金砖。Carrie 说，苍天给你一声惊雷。你们完全代表了老天爷了，哈哈，你们全全代表了老天爷。哎，你们是知道一些事物的规律的啊，不错。一开始有些难， at first it was hard、
yeah.
一开始确实是很难的。
It was difficult for him to think of things where he was grateful for.
对呀、啊、都人家都这地步了，还有啥，还50件事情啊值得你感激啊，跟搜干搜净的去找啊。Then it got easier. 慢慢的呢就容易多了。啊，这个心呢稍微的开放了一些呢，慢慢的就容易多了。有一天 ,one day, I decided to up it to 75. 这句话里面有一个 up it. 什么叫 up it?
Yeah, to increase a number, to increase an amount.
增加或者是扩增、
yeah.
就用 up it. 没想到还能这么用吧。I decided to up it to 75.有一天呢，我决定要把这个单子扩增到75条。好了，就在那天晚上，奇迹又出现了哈、啊！这个人生中有很多奇迹啊。
Yeah.
That night, there was a phone call for me at my friend's house. 有一个朋友家呢，就有一个电话来找我。From a lady who was a manager at a large hospital. 来电者是一位女士。 他是一个大医院的一个经理。
Yeah, a manager. A manager is someone who is in charge of a business or of a company. That is a manager.
好了 ,about a year earlier, 大约呢就在一年前 ,I had submitted a
syllabus.
好，这个短语 submitted something, 就是我提交了什么东西。
Yeah, to hand in or to, yeah, to propose, to submit.
不要看这个词难你就不记它哟 submit 就是提交 syllabus 就是一种课程的大纲课程的提纲、
yeah. A syllabus is a plan showing the subjects or books someone has to study if someone does a particular course
对了我呢是提交了一份提交了一份课程提纲给一个 community college 社区大学
Yeah, you have this a lot in AmericaIt's a school that you go to after high school that offers courses that leads to an associate's degree or like a master's degree.
社区大学来 teach a course on stress management. 来教授啊一门叫做压力管理的课程。这个什么它叫压力管理
Yeah, stress management, a very popular course nowadays. It's like a method of limiting stress and effects of stress by learning how to cope with stress. Seriously, that's a course in many Western countries. I don't know if in China, but yeah.You learn how to deal with stress in those kind of courses.
作者自己都觉得很逗哈，我还给人家讲压力管理，
yeah.
我自己都这样了，所以他打了一个括号，写了一个说 ，Yep, you heard me.
Yeah, he's full of self-mock here because on one side he's really suffering under a lot of stress and he clearly doesn't really know how to manage his stress, but on the other side he advises other people what they should do and what they should read to manage their stress
对啊
so it's pretty funny
一方面自己都快被压力压垮了另一方面还教别人说怎么去管理压力啊，所以他觉得很逗他后面一个括号不好意思就说他 Yep, you heard me 呵呵就是你听到的没错咱们就可以理解为呵呵了这意思了我就呵呵了所以呢 She asked me if I would do a one day seminar他就问我哈、啊、就说能否呢来做一个 one day, 为期一天的 seminar, 这个单词注意读音啊 ,seminar, 重音在后面意思呢是研讨会。
Yeah, it's like an occasion where some kind of expert, like a teacher or like a professor comes to speak about a certain topic and they can discuss that topic all together. It's sometimes a bit boring, but it can be very interesting if you're a reallyLike interested in the topic.
研讨会呢也是一种教学的方式和方法。这研讨会呢只有一天啊 ,for 200 hospital workers. She asked me if I would do a one day seminar for 200 hospital workers. I said yes and got the job. 我说那当然没问题啊。
Yeah, if you do a seminar, that means that you are the expert, that you are the person talking about the topic.
哎，我说没问题，那就接下了这个活儿啊啊！聊天室个同学呢，翻译说 ，Yeah, you heard me， 意思就是说，是的，你没听错，翻译的挺好的，就是这个意思。好啊，然后接下来呢
？My day with the hospital workers went very well. I got a standing ovation and many more days of work. To this day, I know.That it was because I changed my attitude to gratitude.
接下来的事呢固然是很顺利的肯定了。My day with the hospital workers went very well. Something go well 的意思就是进行的不错相处的也融洽啊这几天过得也非常的顺利。
Yeah, he was very successful. Like apparently he did the seminar very well. People understood him, people did not think he was boring and they listened to him and they had a good time.
非常顺利同时呢我还得到了啊我们来看这个短语叫 I got a standing ovation.
Yeah, a standing ovation is like the situation that the people in the audience all stand up and clap for the speaker. Like usually people only do that when they really, really love the performance or the speech, then they all stand up. Otherwise they just...Stay sitting down and clap.
对了 standing ovation 要合起来学习它的意思呢就是站起来鼓掌起立鼓掌 哇，说明我教得很好嘛，是不是？
Yeah, that's definitely a sign you did well.
你看大家都站起来鼓掌，获得了人们的认可，而且呢 many more days of work, 还多得到了几天的工作。
Yeah, apparently, someone really liked him in the audience and said, hey, you should do this more often or something, or, hey, I got another job for you, maybe.
发现了，这还能是个饭碗呢，还能够做个工作呢。To this day, 直到今天，直到此时。
Yeah, up to and including this day, so since then, up to now.
I know. 这里他的 I know 是做了一个大写。
Yeah,
他的意思就是说
he just really feels it. He knows that it's true.
我明白了，我终于懂了，我真是算是真正的懂了。 That it was because I changed my attitude to gratitude. 直到这个时候，我方悟出了一个人生的道理，那就是一切都是因为我改变了我的 attitude 态度，把态度呢变成了 gratitude。Gratitude 就是感激和感恩。
Yeah, it's like your feeling of appreciation or thanks for something.
我们就可以把这句话 change my attitude to gratitude 就理解为是改变了心态，从此呢是心怀感激。怎么来翻译啊？
Incidentally, the day after I found the earring, the girl asked me if anyone had claimed it. I told her no, and she said,I guess it was meant for you then.
好，这还更巧的是来了，叫 incidentally.
Yeah, this can be like translated the best as, oh, by the way, like it's not really related to the topic, but indirectly it is. This also happened. Incidentally.
Incidentally 就是更巧的是，也是很偶然的事情。The day after I found the earring, 就在我拿到耳环的第二天，这个女孩呢 ,the girl asked me if anyone had claimed it. 这女孩就还有点那什么的哈、
yeah.
有点意思哈，还是来问她，就说呢，有没有人呢来认领她呢？
I told her no.
我说没有啊。
And she said,I guess it was meant for you then.
一个小女孩、
yeah.
说的这个话感觉就像是
I don't know if that girl is really, you know, a girl.
真的像不像是普通人说出来的话、yeah. 那个小女孩她就说 I guess it was meant for you then. 大家知道 meant for somebody 的意思是什么吗？
Yeah, if something is meant for someoneThat it's intended to be given to you, that it should be given to you, it should belong to you.
就什么东西吧，它注定就是你的。
Yeah.
小女孩就说，那么我想，它也许就是属于你的。
Yeah.
你说这是不是很神奇？
That is really...
小女孩最后还能给她总结这么一句话出来、
yeah.
就告诉她这就是命运的旨意，这个耳环就是属于你的。
Yeah, like this earring...was probably intended to land in your hand. Like, you should have this earring, not someone else.
所以这种事情还是蛮神奇的。
Yeah.
是不是说要什么什么就来了，你看看最后还有人出来给你总结一句，这女孩感觉就像个化身一样。好。
I spent the next year conducting training workshops all around the Seattle area and then decided to risk everything.And go back to Scotland, where I had lived previously. I closed my one-man business, bought a plane ticket, and got a six-month visa from immigration. 1 month later, I met my wonderful English wife and best friend of 15 years now. We live in a small, beautiful cottage, 2 miles from a paved road in the highlands of Scotland.
后来呢，人生就更好啦。大家都听明白了，叫态度变了，啥都来了。I spent the next year conducting training workshops all over the Seattle area. 我接下来呢花了第二年的时间哈、就是 conducting, 就是等于是办或者是指导。
Yeah, to organize or to, yeah, to lead or guide.
来组织来领导。Training workshops, 就是类似于像培训班。
Yeah, it's like a meeting of people to discuss their their work activities, like how can you work the most efficient, like, for example, time management, like workshops in which you learn how to manage your time if you work somewhere.
就成了一个半班的人才了。各种哈，各种案例了哈。Training workshop all over Seattle area, 在西雅图各地呢都在办这个培训的专题的讨论会。And then decided to risk everything to go back to Scotland.接下来还要做一个更加冒险的决定啊，决定要 risk everything, 把一切都赌上。
Yeah, if you risk everything, you put everything that is important to you in a dangerous spot. Like you, there's a danger, you lose everything if you risk everything.
所以呢，这个差不多 risk everything 的意思就是孤注一掷了啊，我要孤注一掷了，回到呢以前居住过的苏格兰 ,where I had lived previously.我以前居住过的这个地方啊，去到了老布的家乡。I closed my one-man business. 我关闭了，或者是我结束了我的那个 one-man business.
Yeah.
一个人的生意。
A one-man business is like a business, a company or organization that is run or like managed by only one person. But it's not necessarily only a man, okay? It can also be a woman having a one-man business. Super weird.
就是我那种单打独斗的生意。
Yeah.
啊，一个人单打独斗的生意。完了呢 bought a plane ticket, 买了张机票。Got a six-month visa from immigration. Immigration, 我们理解为是移民局。从移民局呢获得了
a six-month visa.
六个月的签证。
It's like a mark in your passport that allows you to enter a certain country and also to stay there for a while. In this case, 6 months.
好，一切万事俱备，只欠东风。One month later, 回去了。就在回去以后一个月。
Only 1 month.
人生是不是开挂了呀？人生开挂模式就是这样了。I met my wonderful English wife. 诶，我还遇到了我那位完美的英国的妻子。
Yeah.
同时 and best friend of 15 years now, 还是我15年的好友。
Yeah, he met a girl and he fell in love with her. And while he was falling in love with her, she also became his best friend. So yeah, they got married eventually. So she is his wife and best friend for 15 years now.
同时还获得了幸福的婚姻。这个妻子不仅是妻子，还是他15年的好朋友。
Yeah.
你看看。We live in a small, beautiful cottage. 我们呢住在一个小小的农舍哈，农庄里。
Yeah.
Cottage.
These are the houses that are always on postcards. When you go traveling to Europe, usually, people...can buy postcards like with those green fields and blue skies and then such a very small farm with like a, yeah, white walls, etc. That's a cottage, a small house in the countryside.
2 miles from a paved road. 2 miles, 大概就是两英里吧。
Yeah.
离那个 paved road, paved 就是铺好的。铺好的路不就是那个大路吗、啊、
No. It is very, yeah, very remote from,a city or from other villages.
对，还离那个大陆还有两英里远呢，说明还是一个比较偏僻的一个地方。In the Highlands of Scotland. 所以这句话我们就理解为我们定居在一个距离大陆约两英里远的苏格兰高地的一个美丽的小农舍当中。这不都是大家的理想吗？哈。
Yeah, yeah, it's really like your dream to end there. That,
对啊。
At least for many people.
理想的生活啦，这都是隐居的生活啦，是不是？
The only attitude is gratitude has been my motto for years now. And yes, it completely changed my life.
大家的思维是非常活跃的。有的人说独栋洋房。我觉得这个好像有道理。Cottage, 独栋洋房。挺逗的。好，最后来看他的总结了。The only attitude is gratitude. 这句话 has been mym
otto
就是我们所说的座右铭，你信奉什么哈、啊？
Yeah,
你以什么为生活的宗旨？
It's like a short sentence that you, yeah, or that you believe or always say or something like, yeah, something like, yeah, the only attitude is gratitude. That can be a motto. That means like, I believe that this is true.
已经多年来啊，成了我的座右铭了，就是这句话。The only attitude is gratitude. 感恩是唯一的心态。
Yeah.
And now, for years now, and yes, it completely changed my life. 是的，它是彻头彻尾的改变了我的人生。
Yeah, if you have this as a motto, then it kind of gives you a goal to strive for. Like, that's usually the function of a motto, if you choose your motto well. And he, yeah, created his own motto and made that his guideline of in his actions.
一个从谷底当中反弹，同时呢开挂的人生，大家来发表一下自己的意见吧。来 ,your opinions. 你们觉得从这篇文章当中你收获到了什么？有同学说，这人呢还是得有能力才行，没有能力呢机会来了也只能呵呵。
Now, it doesn't really, like, this story, I mean, of course, this man was very lucky. Like, he did make an effort to kind of deserve that luck. I don't know. It feels like this story is for sure. It's a real story, he said. A true story. But yeah, it did seem like, yeah,It is something spiritual is going on here. Like, it cannot only be like his motto. It can also be like, you know, a little hint of luck.
是，有同学说了，态度决定人生的高度。是的，还有同学说了，那是金子到哪里都会发光的，是不是？人家毕竟有研究生学历嘛，低谷呢只是暂时的。
Yeah. And well, the thing is, like,if you are in his situation, you cannot find a job, you kind of are stressed and worried about life, you kind of ooze that out, right, to other people too. So imagine you go for your 100th job interview and, like, yeah, you feel terrible from the inside. You feel stressed and you think, oh, this is going to fail. Do you really think an employer will hire you? No, of course not.So, because that employer wants a very positive and, like, a very happy person on the work floor. And, yeah, so it does have, like, it makes a lot of sense. Even if you don't find an earring with be happy on it, then still attitude is gratitude is definitely the way to go. Because, like, if you ooze out positivity and, like, just focus on the good things in your life...People are more likely to work with you to make it work.
是的，是的。你看，他其实要说明道理就那么一句话，就是 the only attitude is gratitude. 但是有的人说了，哎呀，这个太抽象了。那我感恩，我是感恩了。那为什么老天爷没给我掉点钱下来，让我变富有呢？
Yeah.
是不是？为什么呢？你这个呀，他这个是个综合的因素。你没有诚心诚意的去 gratitude 是没有用的。
Yeah.
你只有诚心诚意的去 gratitude, 你的那小天使才能够到你面前来呢。其实生活中很多事情是非常简单的，人们把它弄复杂了。你说这个人他为什么人生开挂呢？你说他开挂，你不说他是开悟了，他就悟到了真正的道理在哪里了，所以他的人生才会开挂，是不是？
Definitely. Yeah, the thing is, like, people usually, like, I always think they have watched Disney movies too many times. They always think, like,I should deserve, like, a very good career, or I should be very lucky, or, like, my life should be fair. But actually, the universe doesn't owe you anything. You really have to do it yourself. So, yeah, that is the mistake you should not make. And that is what he's actually saying here, too. Like, don't give up. Just focus on what you have and make that bigger.
人的经历都是相通的，所以不管他是个外国人也好，哪个什么也好哈，用这些事情啊，这些他悟到的东西都可以用在我们自己的身上的。你只要自己去试试，像他这样，绝对会有变化。你不试，你永远不知道。但是你试了以后，你就知道会是这样的。到时候你的认知层次就会更加深刻，你的感受也会更加丰富了，所以你只要自己去做一做，试一试，尤其是那些现在也在人生低谷当中的朋友，这篇文章只要你听进去了，你愿意去把它用起来，相信对你的生活有很大的改变。
Definitely. I mean, you can try it today, right? Like, you can start making a list of, well, if not 50, then maybe 25 things you are very grateful for or happy about in your lifeI mean, I'm sure that makes your Monday, the Monday after the holidays, better. Like, just that you focus more on the positive things in your life. And in that way, you also find out a little bit what you really like doing in life. And maybe you can make that bigger. Maybe you can do something with that in your later career.
这篇文章是值得大家好好去思索一下的。表面上蕴含的意思是非常简单的啊，但是呢，这里边还是有值得琢磨的地方。好了，非常感谢朱迪老师，也谢谢大家的收听和热烈的讨论，希望对你们有帮助。
Thank you for listening.
好了，那我们就下一次的阅读美文再见，拜拜。
See you next.